Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, one of approximately 52 registered mediums in Lilydale, New York, the United States' largest spiritualist community. And tonight, we have a special guest, Randy Sands of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And Randy is a multi-talented, multifaceted medium, animal communicator, artist, and she is going to be helping people connect with their loved ones in the spirit world, their your four-legged friends, and maybe some creatures that crawl and slither as well. We're very, very happy to have her with us tonight, and she's also going to be here in Lilydale next month. Randy, are you here with us?
I am.
Welcome to the show. We're so happy to have you. So can you tell us a little bit about how you got started on your journey communicating with animals? I know that you are a world-renowned dog groomer. Is that correct?
Well, I'm an internationally known creative dog groomer.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about that and how you got involved with animal communication.
Well, really, to be honest with you, spirit didn't give me a choice. Spirit kind of put it in my path. As far as grooming, that came first. And I found that the average breed profile of grooming just really didn't interest me. It wasn't creative enough. So I started something called short-haired coat carving, which my work is pretty much known around the world. And I'm, for the most part, the only one in the country that really does it. So I can carve murals into the coats of short-haired dogs.
That's really amazing. And I've seen some of your artistry, and also I have to say that the carvings that you do on the leather-bound journals are also amazing. Where can people see that if they get curious about it?
Well,
is that on your website, Cracking the Spiritual Code?
Yes, crackingthespiritualcode.com, because somebody else has a book out called Cracking the Spiritual Code. So
okay. If
people want to go to it, they have to remember to put the .com. And
okay. There's
a lot of fun things going on there. We do have an online store, which, you know, some of the things that I craft, like the leather journals and such, there's a couple of them on there for sale. We are going to be having some spiritual book clubs that are going to be live, online, and interactive starting in July. And one of the first books will be Lisa Williams' Survival of the Soul. And the other one will be Managing Your Prosperity. And we're also going to do something interesting, which is we're going to have some online live interactive practice platforms for mediums that are starting out that need a place to practice. And that'll start in July also.
Okay. Well, as the show goes on, we'll get more into each one of those topics. And, you know, Randy, just by complete coincidence, we happen to have two cute little puppy dogs here with us. And very oddly, they are behaving. They're being really quiet. They're normally a little bit spastic. We have Sadie, the psychic dog, and her sister in spirit, Miss Dixie. So I don't know if you want to say hi to them. And, I don't know if they're being good because they can feel your vibes. But if you can feel them and you want to tune into them, they're listening.
say hello.
Well, we'll see if we can do that a little farther into the show. I've had a pretty emotional day with readings, and you know, I need to kind of unwind just a hair and try to get grounded and centered before we try to do any reading.
Okay. Well, John, maybe you can bring us through a meditation with the audience.
Well, hello there.
Hi, how are you, John?
Okay, honey. Okay, it's really nice to have you on the show. Now, since we're doing it on animal and animal communication, I thought I would start off with a little bit of a prayer. And there's a being of light that's called St. Francis of Assisi, and St. Francis of Assisi was the patron saint of the animal kingdom. So let's just go ahead and do this. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. And where there is despair, hope. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, and to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying to the little self that we are born again. And for everybody out there, I would like to start off tonight's show also, Randy, by telling you a story about a dog that we had here in Lilydale, and her name was Jemmy. And how I first met Jemmy was my uncle, Kenny, who passed on many, many years ago. And he was really, well, he liked drinking a little bit too much, and he passed on in his early 70s. And so one day I was meditating in Toronto, and all of a sudden, there he is in living color standing in front of me. And I mean living color standing in front of me. And he's holding this little pet, blonde dog, little Bichon Poo. And it was really nice to see him, Kenny, first of all, because in spirit, because, you know, he passed on and he was very ill and he wrecked his body. But there he was standing in front of me, looking around 23 years old, wearing a bright red sweater, and just be light, and his energy is really quite amazing. Well, that little dog that he was holding in spirit, 3 years later, that dog literally came into our life. And so we named the dog after Jemmy, which was one of my mother's dogs who passed on many, many years ago. And so that's a dog story that I have. And so we know, as well as you do, that when sometimes when we're reading for people who love their animals, I personally, you probably have the same experience, Randy. You may sense their animal loved ones coming around them. And people are so much involved with their pets. Yeah, people are so much involved with their pets. I have had and do have several clients. I remember one specific client. She's from down there in Florida. And she had me communicating with her loved pet who passed on for many, many, many years because her pets were her children. Her pets were her children. Okay?
And to tell you the truth,
Randy, I think no one told them that they weren't. Okay? And so they, but there was just a tremendous amount of love. Now, you know as well as I do that animals know how to love us unconditionally. And I used to have a cat, and I named the cat after the Beatles song Jude. And every time I would meditate, the cat would stroll across the room and jump onto my lap. And that's because cats basically, they say, are producing what is known as alpha brain waves most of the time. And so when we meditate, they want to come close to us. And the same thing, the same with dogs. But say that cats are producing alpha brainwaves and dogs produce a little bit more beta, okay? And that's why they get attached to people more than some cats. Now, that may be just a rumor because here at Lilydale, we have a cat that follows this lady around like a dog. But that's another story. But anyways, we all have animals. Now, and you know, Randy, that in the North American Native tradition, you know, they communicated with their pets, and And actually, they gave one of my spirit guides' names is Swift Fox. Okay? And so they were able to communicate with the animal kingdom. And I know this too. Many, many years ago in Montreal, Canada, we met this beautiful healing healer, and his name was Brown Bear. Now, in some North American Native traditions, the bear is the symbol of the healer. And so they looked up to the different animals as guides and respected their sacred space. Now, is there any animal that you had, Randy, that comes to your mind? The personal animals that you really had a really good relationship with, or a rocky one?
Oh, every one of them I've had an amazing relationship with. But like you, I also have Native American guides. I was partially raised by a woman named Jean Hardy, who was 100% Indian. So I was kind of raised with that. And she is my gatekeeper. And right now, I've had, as I said, a little bit of a trying day with readings because we lost one of my clients. And I was visiting his dog today. So he's been coming in pretty strong all day. And right now he is kind of pushing a little dog towards me. And I don't know this dog, so somebody else may. And it's a very small dog that's brown with a little bit of white.
Okay. So there's a dog from Spirit that's coming to you. He's a little dog. Describe the dog again, ma'am. Describe the dog again.
It's small. It's probably a little bigger than a Chihuahua. May have some Chihuahua in it. And it's mostly a brown, a tannish brown with some white.
Okay.
So it may belong to somebody out there.
So any listeners out there that you're on the show and listening, there is a, just like the mediums say, you know, there's a man here that feels like, you know, like he has a beard, he's a little bit overweight, and he likes to make his own moonshine. Does anybody recognize him?
Correct.
Randy is getting a dog that's coming to them. You know, Randy, I remember last year here at Lilydale, here I am minding my own business, giving readings at the stump like we do. And all of a sudden, this horse walks in. I said, "Oh my God, this is the first horse. This is the first time I'm going to give a reading from a horse." And the horse's name was Trigger, by the way. Now, I'm not saying it was Roy Rogers' horse for those of you who knew Roy Rogers, but then the person was so happy that happened. It just changed their life that day completely. Okay.
Yes.
So you heard, Randy, that there's a small dog that's trying to come in here. So if anybody recognizes that dog or that pet, then please do give us a call. Okay. Now, okay, one more time. Tell us about the dog again, Randy.
Small dog. Mostly like a brownish tan with a little bit of white.
Okay. Okay, good.
And my 94-year-old client that just passed is kind of bringing this dog forward.
Okay. 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 You said it was like a Chihuahua, right? Did I hear that right?
Probably a little bit bigger. It may be a mix.
Okay, Joyce wants to know if it's like a Yorkie.
It would have to be a mix.
It would have to be a mix.
It's more of a tannish brown.
Okay. Okay.
With some white.
Okay. Now, hey, I hear that you're coming to Lilydale to teach here. This coming summer, aren't you, to take classes?
This summer. I turned in paperwork to teach next summer, but I'll be coordinating a couple classes this summer.
Oh, this summer. Okay. Well, tell us about the workshops. next summer that you're hoping to teach here?
Put in for animal communication.
Okay.
To teach beginners and intermediate mediums that want to learn animal communication and add that to their repertoire. Because, you know, in reality, for me anyways, I can't speak for anybody else, but for me, usually the animals come in and they bring the people behind them.
Okay. Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. You know, I have to tell you about the little thing we do with the children here. We have Children's Week. And there's a dog here whose name is Sadie. And I think she took away the light from me because I think the kids are happier to see Sadie than me. But anyway, so I have this dog. I do this thing with the dog Sadie. It's a black little poodle. I stand up in front of the kids and I introduce Sadie as the psychic dog. And basically then I have the children one at a time to give me the name of their animal. And then I look at Sadie and I say, now, well, Sadie, what's going on with so-and-so? And then I get impressions and I tell the children all about their animals. Okay. So we have a very famous dog here whose name is Sadie, and Psychic Sadie.
Psychic Sadie is napping.
Psychic Sadie is napping. They're in a trance right now. They're in another world. But isn't that, I think one of the reasons why I'm telling you this is only my impression. I believe I saw you standing up in front of people. I'm talking to you now, standing in front of people, and you have a little dog in your lap, okay? And you're doing that.
Well, that would be Papacito.
Okay, what was the name of the dog?
Papacito. He's sitting right here, and he works with me.
Okay, yeah, beautiful.
He was dumped. He was dumped, and he was near death when I found him, and took him in. And you know, he cost a whole bunch of money, but we got him fixed up, and he's been the best thing since indoor outhouses and sliced bread.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, okay.
By the way, John.
Yes.
I have to give you a quick message. Miss Gerda's dog that passed is coming through, and I can't remember the dog's name. It's something like Lily, Nilly, something like this.
Miss Nelly.
She's coming through to wish Miss Gerda a happy birthday.
Okay, well, we'll tell Miss
Gerda.
Gerda's right now somewhere on a cruise ship traveling around the world. But we'll let her know when we see her. Maybe she'll be showing up very, very soon.
Okie dokie. Okay. Just passing the message on.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a text message question that came in about a sweet cat who's been part of the family for a long time. And recently a baby has been introduced to the family, so... they're wondering, Randy, if you could tune in and see, you know, how the cat is doing, you know, with all the attention being taken away from it all of a sudden after being the center of the world, of the family's world. The cat's name is Pig.
Its name is what?
Pig, like oink oink.
Didn't this animal come through before when we did a guest spot?
Yes. Now, listen, for those people who are listening to this, this is a real show. These are real. I have to say that because that's the first time I've heard of a little cat named Miss Piggy. You got me.
I remember I did a guest spot with you guys before, and I got an animal named Pig. I'm wondering if this is the same one.
It is. Yeah.
Because it feels like it is.
It is. And she's called Miss Piggy because she likes to eat a lot.
Okay, I don't need to know. Don't feed the medium. This cat is going to do fine. It's going to be an adaption period. But it will adapt. And it will do just fine with the family. they may want to give it a little extra attention, you know, try to, what's the words I'm trying to use here? In other words, they know that the new baby is getting more attention. So they may want to make a little special effort just to acknowledge her here and there. But she's going to adapt just fine. There's going to be a little window of a period for her, though.
Okay. Now, have you picked up at all on John's dog, Jemmy?
I think I read that dog before, didn't I?
Yes, it does. Yeah, you must have. You must have.
I think now, I did, because I'm just getting a big hello with a heart.
Okay, yes. Yeah, I was thinking a lot about her today.
I'm getting a big hello with a heart, a tail wagging, just kind of like validation and acknowledgement.
Okay, beautiful.
But this dog is with another dog.
Yes. Well, actually, the dog, I do believe the dog belonged to my mother, who's passed on. And,
but there's a second dog.
Oh, yeah, there is a second dog.
Okay.
My mother loved animals so much that she, my father one day stood up and said, if you bring any more dogs in the house, I'm moving out. And my mother
said,
well, honey,
you know
where... Yeah, she said, you know where the bags are, honey. Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not far behind her with three dogs and two cats, so.
Yeah. Okay. Randy, tell us a little bit about your work. Your work again. You know, there's some people. Although you and I know that we communicate with animals, but there's some people out there listening that do have mm-hmm. animals. And maybe if you can tell us how you feel them around you, to give us some type of validation to other people who are sensing them, but maybe you could find the words for them to help them to understand how you get what you get, so that they know that what they're getting is true also.
Well, I use, you know, a few different clairs. So I hear, and of course I feel, but usually my spirit guides will bring them in and my spirit guide will communicate with me directly.
Okay.
Thank you, Randy. And, you know, actually we have someone on the line who is a big fan of yours. Coincidentally, her name
okay.
is Kat. And she wants to share a story with our audience. We actually love to have people call in and share their stories of, you know, of healing and communication with spirits. And anyway, Kat.
I can tell you right now, her cat passed on my birthday.
Okay, is Kat on the air?
Yes.
Hi.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so why don't you talk directly to her?
How are you doing, Kat?
You know what? I'm okay. I'm better because I had, because of you, that relationship with Melissa Lilly.
Honey, you did it all. All you did, all you had to do was listen, which you did, and you followed what I told you, and you did the work. It wasn't me. Spirit gave the information. You did the work, honey.
And I believe that you're right, but if you hadn't given me that opening, I wouldn't have done that, because you knew it wasn't the cat, you know, it wasn't my cat. And because of you, I was able to have that relationship and be with her, and she was an amazing cat. She was the best cat.
Cat, can you just share with our audience what happened here? What happened? You contacted Randy to communicate with your cat?
I contacted Randy because 2 weeks after my 18-year-old cat died, I was given the opportunity to rescue a cat. And, of course, I rescued the cat because I had to. You know how that is. And in that time, because I was grieving for my 18-year-old and this cat, which Randy knew right away what had happened with this cat without my saying anything to her, I was able to form a relationship based on her communicating in spirit with the owner of the cat. By the time I got home after I had the session with Randy, it was already almost a different cat, because she had been reached out to, and there was a communication between Randy and the cat and Randy and the previous owner. That cleared up a way for me to see this cat and be with this cat in a way that would not have occurred, because it wasn't what I was used to. I was able to have a relationship with this cat, and in the 8 months that I had the cat, we got to be close. It was she was a beautiful cat, and she was a loving cat. But without Randy's...
By the way, you've got what? An orange cat coming to you.
I know. You keep saying that. You keep saying that. And I really appreciate that. And we'll talk later about that. Not now. We'll talk later about that. In the meantime, I just want to acknowledge that because of who Randy was being with me and this cat, I had a beautiful 8 months with this cat that I would not have had if it wasn't for Randy being able to communicate with the animal and then letting me be open and receptive to doing that. And it was what she said. The cat came, she could communicate with the cat, and then everybody else came in for me. So it was a lovely, it was a lovely session. And I adore Randy because she gave me Lily.
No, honey, beautiful. I didn't give you anything. Spirit did.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. We just love those. We love those stories. And thank you very much for calling in. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
you. Okay. You're welcome. Okay, so you're listening to Journeys of the Light, one of four radio shows that come from downtown Lilydale. And, well, the trees have got leaves on. It just happened during the last 5 days, believe it or not. Yes, we are a little bit up north. We're about an hour, south of Buffalo here. And so Lilydale has an amazing catalog this year. So if you would like to get an amazing catalog, go on and find LilydaleAssembly.com, LilydaleAssembly.com, and you can order that beautiful catalog, and they will send it. They will send it to you. So here at Lilydale, everybody's busy getting ready for the crowd of people that will be here this summer. There's many of us here this year believe that this is going to be just an amazing year here at Lilydale. Now we have someone who's phoning in. His name is Mike, and I'm not really sure what he's going to be asking about, but Joyce wants to bring us aware of All Women's Weekend.
Okay. That's squealing in the background with Sadie the psychic dog and her twin Dixie. and Mike from Tampa, who's going to be on the line next, wants to share a special pet story with us. Okay, so just to let everybody know, this coming weekend, it's a women's retreat weekend here in Lilydale. It's a first annual event starting May 17th through the 19th. Friday night, it's going to be a kickoff class, Grow Your Business, and then the female-only sweat lodge. Saturday, it's going to be gentle flow yoga and meditation with Nancy. I know Nancy, she's wonderful, and she teaches yoga classes here during the year at the Fellowship of the Spirit, and she comes and volunteers at my yoga class
on Saturday mornings in Lilydale in the summertime. And then also on Saturday, there's going to be a women's empowerment group panel event, a color coherence class workshop, healing service, and a mediumship service. Then there's going to be a girls' night in the auditorium. You're supposed to wear your PJs and sing karaoke, enjoy a dessert buffet, shopping, and entertainment. That sounds pretty awesome to me. All of the above. And then Sunday, there's going to be a girlfriend's guide to manifestation class in the afternoon. If you already have the catalog, there was kind of a mix-up. It says that there's going to be an Ayurvedic facial yoga class in the morning. That is my class, and that is actually happening on June 8th, which is the pre-summer kickoff from June 7th to June 9th, when there's going to be a luau-themed beach party with drumming, message and healing service, yoga and meditation, Reiki, guided nature hike, spoon bedding, a Saturday evening event in the auditorium, another class on chakras, and, of course, my Ayurvedic facial yoga class, which I must say is pretty spectacular. Some little tips I picked up from a yogi in the Himalayas when we were in India doing our yoga teacher training. So it's a very exciting weekend coming up here in Lilydale this Friday. Grow Your Own Business and the Female Only Sweat Lodge. You know, we love the men too, but we do have special events for women. And, you know, maybe next year they'll have a men's empowerment weekend. I know that Stephen Farmer does that. So we have on the line with us Mike from Tampa, and he wants to share a special story about one of his pets. Mike, are you here with us?
Yeah, I am.
Hi, Mike. Hey. Say hello to Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Hi, Mike. How are you, sweetheart?
Good. Yeah, I've had many stories with animals. And I've had some cats that have passed away and dogs that have come back around, and the cats. My wife and I have both seen them. And
Mike, who's the black and white cat?
That's Mitty.
Okay. Keep going.
And I had an interesting story with a cat that had passed away, Munchie, a couple of years ago. And then 3 weeks later, to the day, my wife was coming home, and the same cat, the same color, but a little bit larger, was in our driveway. And I thought that that cat might have been related to the other cat, because the mannerisms of this cat is just like Munchie.
That's always a probability. Papacito that I rescued, turns out he's related to a dog I groom in the neighborhood.
Huh.
But the black and white cat is telling me that it tries to get your attention and it's being ignored.
By me or by my wife?
It's not necessarily specifying, but I can tell you the cat sleeps on your pillow.
Yes, my wife said to me last week that the cat was in bed with her. She didn't know which one it was.
It's the black and white one.
Okay. Yeah. So my wife just wants to be acknowledged.
And it wants you to know that it's around.
Huh. Now, what about this cat now, these cats now that I've got, these other two cats,
Why don't you tell Randy the name of one of the cats that are with you right now so she can tune into them?
Okay. The one cat is a male, and his name is Sammy. And he's wild. And the other cat we call Munchie because it acts just like the other Munchie that passed away.
Which one's the one that likes to scratch?
I would say they both do some scratching.
At the furniture, yes.
Oh, that would probably be the younger one would do more of that.
Yeah. And what's the younger
one's
name?
Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
I call him
Finster. Sammy's a little bit of a troublemaker.
Oh, most definitely. Oh, yeah. This guy, you'll be in the shower, and he'll walk along the top edge of the shower, the glass around the shower, on a balance beam, and then jump over to the towel rack and climb up on, 9 foot up by the ceiling.
Why do I feel like they're Bengal or mixed with Bengal?
I don't know. He's, I don't, I think it begins with a T. He's a, I don't even know the breed. My wife just showed up with this cat, and my father-in-law gave it to her.
Its personality is very similar to the personality of one of the Bengal cats.
Uh-huh.
Which is why it's a little bit of a troublemaker.
So you tap into all types of animals.
You name it, an animal, honey.
Well, I've had 5 bald eagles come by in the last month.
Okay.
What do you sense about that?
I sense that you should read up on them because there's a message there.
I was up at Big Indian last week and I heard the owl.
Read up on them. There's messages that they're sending you. Yeah. And when you read up on them, you'll know what it is. It'll pop right out at you. But this little troublemaker, you're going to have to make up your mind. Either you're going to have to discipline him and, try to bring him under control, or you're just going to have to decide it's okay and live with it. And I have a feeling you're going to decide it's okay and live with it.
What do you mean by why? You think he's that much trouble?
Well, he's scratching at certain things, and he's just a high-energy kind of guy.
Yeah, that's to say the least. Yeah.
And the other cat is more calm and mellow.
Right. And he likes to aggravate the
well, of course, he's high energy.
Yeah, he likes to aggravate.
He's looking for somebody to be high energy with. He doesn't want to be high energy by himself.
Yeah.
He's looking for a partner in crime.
Yeah. He's bitten and scratched my wife all up.
Okay, you see what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
But I have a feeling you guys are going to decide it's okay and you're just going to live with it. And that's okay. I probably would do the same, I'll be honest.
You wouldn't. So, in other words, you're saying you can bring him to a cat trainer or get some education on it and train him.
Honey, all you have to do is just reprimand him and be consistent. Which, takes a lot of energy.
Do you sense my black and white dog coming around me?
I've got cats right now.
Because I've smelt my dog around me. His name was Cody.
Well, that's the same. That's the same acknowledgement that the black and white cat wants.
Well,
okay.
That's good to
thank
know.
You. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, buddy. Thank you for Bye. Calling in. We love your stories and your communication with spirit. Okay. I do believe that we have someone on the line whose name is Richard.
Richard from Delray Beach, Florida, and he has a story to share about a pet communication that Randy helped him with. Richard, are you here with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, Randy.
Is this the Richard I think it is?
I think it probably is, yes.
Hi, sweetheart. How
Hi.
Are you? Long time no see.
I'm excellent. I heard that you were on tonight, and I wanted to call in and share with everyone because you had given me such an amazing reading when I lost Hazel. I know it's going back a few years, but it has stayed with me all this time. And then after we ran into each other a few months ago, or I guess longer than a few months ago, it kind of just all confirmed that for me.
Oh, aren't you sweet?
Thank you. So, yeah, I had lost Hazel, who I absolutely loved, adored. We had such a strong connection, and I was kind of struggling with it because it was a very sudden death. And a friend of mine kind of said, come on down. She was at a group, and Randy was there, and Randy was kind enough to forego her lunch to give me a reading, and it was just the most amazing thing where she described not only Hazel, who I think I had brought a picture, and I don't even think you wanted to see the picture, if I remember correctly. And
nope, I didn't need it.
Yeah, it was just almost like an instant connection. And, you know, not only described her, but, you know, things that we used to do. Most specifically, Hazel had this habit of driving in the car with me, and she loved to sit on my lap, and Randy just, she nailed it. I mean, I was just blown away, and just brought me a lot of peace because, like I said, I had been struggling because she passed suddenly, and I, you know, I felt like there was more that I could have done to help her or save her, and, you know, Randy just gave me a lot of peace behind that, and I will be forever grateful for that.
Well, I remember that reading, and we were both crying.
Yes. Yes. It was a very emotional time, wasn't it?
It was. But she's fine, honey, and she's still visiting you, and she still gets in the car with you.
And I always feel her with me, and I always, when I think of her, I think of, especially when I'm driving, I think of you as well, because really, there was such a powerful connection that day that, and I did feel guilty about making you miss your lunch and making you cry instead.
Oh, don't be silly.
But
it was the least I could do. I knew you were in a lot of pain.
Yeah, well, I was, and you certainly helped me heal that. And then it was amazing because it had been several years, and then we ran into each other, and I really just wanted to say thank you. And, you know, we sat down, and within 2 minutes you had described Hazel exactly. You know, I really wasn't intent on bringing her up, but you had described her, and it was quite amazing that after that much time you had connected with her in an instant so quickly. So I'm very grateful.
Well,
it's a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Richard, for calling us and acknowledging.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So, Randy, tell us again how people can get a hold of you so that that some people are listening, that many people are listening who have pets. How can we get a hold of you so that you can help them?
Probably the easiest way would be crackingthespiritualcode.com. There's multiple ways they can get me there. The phone number's there, email's there, and that would give them an idea of, you know, other things going on as well.
Okay, beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, Randy, you know, for those people who are listening and, you know, they're not going to check out your website or call or
uh-huh.
you know, for whatever reason, can you talk a little bit about, you know, how someone can connect, you know, if they have a pet that they've lost and they're struggling with it and they want to sense their pet, you know, in spirit around them, or what are the, like, some signs and clues that their pet is around? Do they come in the dreams? Like, do they sense them? Can you talk a little bit about that?
I can tell you the biggest way that it usually happens. And sometimes I feel really odd because it happens over and over and over again. But when you're going to sleep and you're in that really peaceful state, if you feel pressure on the bed, like somebody sat down,
mm-hmm.
know that that's them.
Aww.
Or on the, you're sitting on the couch and you're not, you know, in your logical left brain, you're just, you know, chilling, so to speak, and you feel like somebody just sat down on the couch. Know that that's them.
Okay.
If
that's
you if you see something out of place, like, for example, they had a favorite toy and you haven't thrown that toy out, and all of a sudden that toy appears in the middle of the room, don't try to rationalize it. Don't try to figure out how that toy could have gotten there, because you already know how it got there.
Okay. Thank you, Randy.
My pleasure.
Okay, so, okay, we do have a question. I believe that this would be for, this came in by text message. This is a Debbie, Debbie from New Jersey. She's asking John and if Randy can tune in. She has a question that she's been struggling with that has to do with love, and she wants to know if you can tune in and just see if, I don't know, she's got an ex-boyfriend named Benny, if Benny still thinks about her.
I'll tell you what, John, I'm going to leave that one to you, because that's not my arena. I like to do grief relief for people that have lost children and animal communication. So that's your arena, honey.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so let me tune into this one for a few moments. Okay. Young lady, the one who texted us, I'm tuning into your boyfriend, and as I'm in his energy, right now this has nothing to do with you, honey, but right now he's feeling a little bit lost. He's feeling a little lost in his life at this time. Okay, and I get a feeling he doesn't seem to be emotionally mature enough to be in a long-term relationship. And don't blame this on you. It has to do with him and where he is in his life at this time. Okay? And we realize that, you know, he kind of promised you a lot of things. I don't know if he promised you a ring. I'm seeing a ring, which represents also a commitment. But I get a feeling he's kind of steering away right now, because He's not feeling as though he's lived his life in the way that he would like to live his life. Okay, now I cannot say whether he's coming back to you or not. I don't know that. Okay, but I get a feeling we're going to ask you to be a little bit patient. Okay, and I do feel as though that I'm in your energy right now, and it's very important that you forgive him for being not the person that you would like him to be. Okay. And I'm sorry, honey, and that's really what I'll get at this time. Okay, thank you. Now, we only have about five more, roughly a little bit over five more minutes left. Randy?
Just one more text, and it comes from Margaret in New Hampshire, and she wants to know, John and Randy, if you can connect with her angels and spirit guides and just see if they have anything to communicate with her at this time. She says she's going through a number of challenges, and she's just hoping for a little bit of support from the other side.
keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Keep putting one foot. Okay. And Joyce, what is it? Go ahead, Joyce. What's the name of the person?
Margaret.
Margaret. Okay, go ahead, Randy. Yes, we're here.
I'm getting that just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and that things will end up smoothing out. And, you know, through what I call chaos, you know, when you have a lot going on in your life, comes great growth in the end. And I feel that this is a growth period, a spiritual growth period. And when you come out on the other side, you're going to look back and you're going to be amazed at what you've accomplished.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that advice. And I just want to add something to it. I feel that this person should be keeping a diary at this time in their life, or a journal. So as she is journaling, this will also help her to get through this difficult period in her life. And along with you, Randy, I do believe that this is a period in her life where there is an amazing amount of emotional growth. And so in the end, she'll look back at this time and she'll be amazed how much she has grown, how much life has changed in her reality. And we know that she will end up doing very well. Okay.
And
so
I'm also seeing a little money coming her way.
You're seeing a little money coming her way. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now, Randy, we need to say goodbye in a few moments,
yes.
But we would like to thank you so much for being a part of our Lilydale show here, Journeys of the Light. And I was so happy to get people out there that knew you and appreciate you and acknowledge your beautiful work. Again, on behalf of Joyce and myself and the Lilydale Assembly, thank you, Randy, for joining us tonight. God bless you, honey.
You too, John. Anytime.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Randy, when you're staying up here in Lilydale, those of you guys who are interested in animal communication, Randy will be here for some time in June, and you can tell the dates. And maybe we'll be lucky and we'll get her to give a few messages at Inspiration Stump as a guest medium. How do you feel about that,
Randy?
I
bet you can twist my arm and do that.
And when will you be up in this area?
Well, that's a good question. I know that I'll be there at least until July 5th, and I will probably be getting there right about opening season. I'll be there
opening
day.
Okay, and opening day is June 21st, when the Tibetan monks are actually coming officially June 22nd to the 25th, the Tibetan monks are going to be coming and doing the opening ceremonies. So, you know, if people have a chance to come here for that, I mean, everybody just really, it's a beautiful thing. And we have the butterfly release on Friday, June 21st. It's just time is slipping by on us. And then, of course, just a reminder, because we're not going to have another radio show before the Women's Retreat Weekend, because that is this weekend, May 17th through the 19th, Friday night kickoff, Grow Your Business and the Female Only Sweat Lodge, Saturday, Gentle Flow Yoga and Meditation, as well as Women's Empowerment Group Panel Event, a Color Coherence Workshop, a Healing Service, a Mediumship Service, and then later on, a Girls Night in the Auditorium, where you wear your PJs, sing karaoke, enjoy dessert, and have shopping and entertainment, lots of good stuff. And Sunday, a Girlfriend's Guide to Manifestation class in the afternoon. And again, before season begins, June 7th through the 9th, there's going to be a pre-summer kickoff, Friday night, a luau-themed beach party with drumming. And the drumming can be really pretty intense. Okay, we're going to have message and healing service, yoga and meditation, Ayurvedic facial yoga, and chakras from an Eastern perspective with Jen Shepherd. So check out LilydaleAssembly.org for more details.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody. So we're getting ready to say goodnight, just for tonight's show. And so let me just close with a little bit of a poem for those of you who know me. White loves poems. Okay, so think on this. Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They also have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexatious to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be in the world greater and lesser persons than yourself. But remember this, that he or she that is in you is greater than the person that is in the world. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble, for it is as perennial as the grass. Do you not know that you are a child of the universe? No less than the trees and the stars, you have a right to be here. God bless you. And from Joyce, John White, and Psychic Sadie here at Lilydale, and also from our very special guest, Randy, God bless you, and good night.
You too. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, honey.
See you soon.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.